begin the grind down in second seven of Lama Gimel, begin on the base. Begin to taste the master that begins with the Gemara of Rebbe Sabak Rebbe, Rebbe Hosek Rebbe. The Amma that he says, Chaykin Lahashim, that you carve out to complete the area. And the Rebbe Yehuda, the Bay Ebersham, Amakam Dal, and he was like Rebbe Yehuda that holds that the area has to be an area of Amakam Dal of Fort Fach. Chesim explained that why did we have to explain the halacha, the Braisa, in this way of carving out? We could have said it in a simpler way. Chesim asks like this. He says, if you're going to say, Ba'achka Kola Hechidam, what exactly is the case of this basket? In his shabla gabi ilon, if it's equal to the, if it's a continuation of the edge of the tree, which is four tefachim wide, or even tului lamata, or let's say it's hanging down from the end of the branch, but pachas megimel, but it's less than three tefachim legabi ilon, towards the top of the tree that is for tefachim wide, and so regards to love it, let's say we'll say it's like a continuation of the tree itself. The Ramban says it's difficult. If it's equal to the tree itself, so why do you have to say that it's going to be valid because of the carving out? Even not that it has the space of four tefachim because the basket is a continuation of the tree. That's like as if it's attached to the tree. So therefore you have a makam dalad with the basket. So why do you have to say this halach of chakika? If it's hanging down from the tree, so it's not really attached to the tree to create the width of the four tefachim. So then the question is, and you're saying, so okay, so how are you saying that's an error? Because it's like that it's as if the thickness of the tree is considered as part of the basket by this halacha of chakika. But then says Tosim can investigate hecha parach leel. And how did the Gemara previously ask on the manal? The e is be dalid. Now if the tree has a width of four tefachim, can nas nalka kol mayhava. So what do you gain by putting on the basket? In other words, the Gemara is saying, okay, the basket is like chayrish haseyachad as Tosim previously explained. So you can't bring the erev to from where it is rish haseyachad. There's just a rabbin. So then why does Rebbe hold that's going to be a valid erev? That's what the Gemara is asking over there. Now, that taste is bothered. Why did the Gemara take it for granted that the basket is like Rosh HaSayachad? What do you mean? Then it's, the basket is not considered Rosh HaSayachad, even if the tree has a thickness of width of four tefachim. Im limitam chakika, unless you're coming from this halacha of carving out, where you see as if the basket, which is hanging down, as if it's part of the as if it's part of the dimension of the basket, because it's far three tefachim from the top of the tree, and you can't say that the basket is a makam dal without the chakika. So what was the Gemara's why was the Gemara asking as such an obvious question that the basket is going to be a problem about Rosh HaSayachad? So that's the sense of what you could say is that this case of the basket is kagan shapial kalkola shovel gabiyon. We're talking about that. The mouth of the basket, which is hanging from the tree, is equal to the tree where it has its thickness of four tefach. That's why it's considered as the crevices of Rosh HaSayachad, because it's part of that. The Erev Munach B'Shulei Kakala. Now, the Erev is on the bottom of the basket. She'ir Chayke Gimel, what that is deeper and three tefachim away from the opening of the basket, which is equal to the tree. And if so, even if the opening of the basket is equal to the tree, but where the Erev is, it's not. And that's rather like Chayrish HaSayachad. That's what we need the Chakika to say, that we see as if the bottom of the basket, as if it's carved out with the tree, and together with the thickness of the tree, has a space of four tefachim. And that's how Rebbe is going to say it's going to be considered as an Erev. But if it's not so deep in the basket, you're right, that's obvious. That would be considered, like the Gemara said on the Manalev, that Chayrish HaSayachad, it's going to be as a Rish HaSayachad. But then Tais asks another question. He says, why didn't we just say that the Erev is in the mouth of the basket? The basket itself is a width of four tefachim. So you'll have the makam dalad, but still it won't be considered Rosh HaSayachad, since the kid could go beneath it, and there is not Rosh HaSayachad. And therefore, that's going to be the reason why the Erev is going to be valid. And so why did Ravina have to say that Togumachik, Lahashlim, and such a contrived type of interpretation? And that's the story of Bishlim. What you could say is because in Cain, if that would be the case, then B'mai Dinokit Kalkala, then this that we're told that it's in the basket, Lashmani Midi, Rebbe would not really be teaching us any really specific kiddush regarding the basket. Because if that's the case, the link could Amit Shesh Vereshe Dal, Vemetach Tisigimel, technically, he could have just told us a case of a pillar that's has on the top a width of 4 tefachim, and the bottom does not have a thickness of 3 tefachim. And that would have told us this halacha, that it has a makom dalid, and it's not a rishus yachid. Now, although this halacha of the basket does tell us a chiddush din specifically regarding the basket, regarding that you can't even use the basket because it's like using the tree, and that's this because the basket is the size of the tree. But that shouldn't be taught over here by the laws of Erev. Regarding the context of the laws of Erev, not really teaching anything. It's something parenthetical regarding the laws of a tree. And therefore, most definitely, the reason why we're picking the case of a basket, because we want to tell you something specific regarding the basket, that yes, we'll consider the basket of the Mokum Dalit together with the tree, because if we look at it as we carve out the area in the tree, it'll be in an Erev of Mokum Dalit, because you need an Erev on, like we said, Rabbi Yehuda, on a Mokum Dalit of 4 tefachim. Then Tais continues to say, if you're going to say, Akanti Lomali Lamemaklah, but still, why did the Gemara have to say, why did Avin have to say that Sablik Remeya, that Rabbi's halach is contingent on the halach of Remeya of Chaykh al-Hashlam, and the Sablik Remeya holds a Gemuda that holds, oh, you need a Mokum Dalit, and you can have to buy Chaykh al-Hashlam. Lama, he should say, Loy Lamemaklah, truthfully, I would tell you, do Libby in a Mokum Dalit. No, Rabbi does not require or able to be on the Mokum Dalit. The halacha is called the shovel of Risha Shilin. Every Toma with a basket is equal to the, it's on the same height of the end of the tree, which has a thickness of dal tefachim. But kamash malan, and what's the chiddush of the brisa is the loy chashav rishus yachid. It's still not considered the basket of rishus yachid. And the filler of Yisrael who did the chashav traskel rishus yachid, even according to Yisrael, who considers the basket as rishus yachid because it has a thickness of 4 tefachim. Even though the basket itself is not rishus yachid, as Mishum Dahasam Hajim Echitzas, like the Gemara says, because the basket surrounds the pole, and therefore you're going to say gurachis as if it's a rishus yachid. But the basket can't say gurachis because since the walls of the basket are not surrounding the tree, so the basket is not going to be rishus yachid. It comes out the eriv that is as in the basket is not rishus yachid, rather rishus aram. So it is in the same place as him. So therefore that would have been what the Bryce is saying. So why do you have to say this whole halacha that he also may and Yehuda? That's the tzitzit of Nero Lefarsh would seem to explain. No, it sounds like to Ravina that, because he says he puts the Erev in the basket, that specifically if you put the Erev on the basket, then it's going to be an Erev. And that the basket is the reason why it's an Erev. But if you put it on the tree, then it would not be an Erev. And what's the right? In fact, he says you put it in the basket. It says you put it in the basket. It didn't say that you hang you hang the basket on the tree, and then you put the Erev with it. It sounds like that because you put the Erev in the basket, that's the reason why it's an Erev, but not because the basket's hanging from the tree. Therefore, it must be, like we said, that the ear space at the bottom of the basket, which is where the Erev is rachik shleishim megav ilan, is more than 3 tefachim from the top of the tree. And therefore, the reason why it's an Erev is like Ravina said, because Rabbi holds like Rameir, the chikil hashlam, and therefore that helps with the halacha bibida. That it has to be a Mokum Dalit, and therefore we say the thickness of the tree is what supplements it to be the Mokum Dalit. So Tesef explained that the mouth of the basket, yeah, that's equal to the tree in where it has a thickness of Dalit Tefachim. And the Erev, however, is placed in the bottom of the basket, which is more than 3 Tefachim away from the mouth of the basket, which is equal to the tree. So therefore you need to have the law of Chakika. But when the Erev is not so deeply placed in the basket, yeah, that was what the Gemara said in Amen Aleph, obviously that would be considered as Chayri Shaziyach, as an extension of the Shaziyach. Now, however, Tesek asked moreover, he says that why didn't you say the Braise told about where the basket has a width of 4 tefachim, it's still not going to be Shos Yochid because you don't have a boy can buy. And that's the Tesek, no, from the fact that we said that we speak the case of Kalkala, or we didn't take the case of a pillar and stuff like that, it's obvious that the Chiddush or Rebbe is going to tell us is Chayk Lahashlam, and that because you would have to put your Eiv on Mokam Dalad, like Yehuda said. So, continuing the next Tesek, the Master begins with the Gemara, come on, who is this like? To look at Yehuda, it's not like a Yehuda. Which Tesek explains on which halacha is the Gemara's question that we're saying that's not like a Yehuda. Because Ravina said that this halacha, Rebbe, that holds that you put the Erev in the basket, even above 10 tefachim, is going to be valid Erev. It's talking about where it does not have a thickness of 4 tefachim. And the basket is hanging that it supplements together with the tree through Chaykin Lahashlam to share Dal tefachim. So, in regard to that, it's going to be Mokam Dal. But at the same time, it's not going to be considered as Rosh Yachid to be liable. That to say that it's not who Rebbe Malcolm Echad. So that the Gemara says, oh, this is not like Rishus Yehuda, who he holds the case that the Gemara brings in the basket on top of the pole, that it's Rishus Yachid. So Tesis explains the Swam the Gasi Besamach, according to the versions of that have the text shortly, that says, oh no, it could even be like him because some of Hossam over there is Kehadra Mechitzas. It's talking about where there are walls that surrounding that you could say good aches. Abukaira loy Hadra Mechitzasa. But here by the beam of the Erev, you don't have walls around it. Wait, what Kairi are you talking about? So according to those that have the Girsa of Bukaira, the Mashmid sounds like, according to that Girsa, the Koya Bryce didn't know it's Kairi. That's actually going to Bryce of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said if you put an Erev on top of the Kairi that's stuck into the ground that has a height of 10 Tvachim with a 10 of 4 Tvachim, it's going to be an Erev. That was saying, that was what the Gemara was saying, is not like Birsa Yehuda. And that's what the Gemara was saying at the end. No, it could even be like him because by Rabbi Yehuda's case, you have Hadra Mechitzasa, but the Kari, you don't have it in Hadra Mechitzasa. Now, so it sounds like to the Gemara that the Ari, that must be Rabbi Yehuda, just talking about Filochutz La'Abba Maisa, that even if you stick a pole in Rosh Hashanah, that even beyond its Dalai Lama, where you're spending Shvisa, that a Falach Yava Erev, that still it's going to be the Dumi the Masnin, that's going to be similar to the case of the Mishnah, which we said that putting the Erev above 10 Tvachim, that we're talking about that it's not an Erev, is beyond Dalai Lamas. So it sounds like that he's saying that it's going to be valid, is even if it's Chutzal Dalai Lamas, of Dumin Masin, similar to the case of the Mishnah. A Falachi Amayim, and still Rebbe Yehuda holds, that yeah, it's going to be an Erev, and we don't say that, oh, that there it's Rosh HaSayachid, and he's Rosh HaSarab. Why? Says Taisus, the Kivin name Tachti Zigimel, because since at the bottom of the beam, you don't have the thickness of 3 Tvachim, Sabag of the Risha Dalar, although on the top you have an area of Dal Tvachim, Lahab Risha Sayachet is not going to be considered as Risha Sayachet, the Gedoim Baikim, because the kid goes on it. So even if you have this beyond Dal Aram, it's still not Risha Sayachet, it's like in Risha Sarabin. Alechay Kamad, if the Gemara says that, oh, the Likar Vizmi Yudah, it's not like a Vizmi Yudah, that he holds that if you stick a pole in Risha Sarabin, 10 Tvachim high, and the top of a basket, 4 Tvachim wide, that would be Rosh HaSayachid, even though the pole does not have beneath it a thickness of 3 Tvachim, and that's what the Gemara says, no, it could even be like him, because by him it's Hadj Mechitzasa, and Kachas here is not Hadj Mechitzasa. The next Tzimaz that begins with Gemara, Hoy V'yachal and Taisu Mabil Teichasar. No, since he could bend the basket, and he could bring it with him 10 Tvachim. Chase can explain that the basket is a caramelist, and therefore there's no problem about when you bend it as that first step, as Yisrael Beitzah, because the Gemara asked the Braitha, originally, Nomad Aleph, that says, wait a second, what's this tree talking about? If it has a thickness of 4 Tvachim, so you understand the ratio, how do you understand the Sefer that by the basket above 10 Tvachim is going to be a valid Erev? It's taking Rosh HaSayachid to Rosh HaSarab. So Rabbi Yirmiyah's teretz was that, yeah, you're right, the tree does have a thickness of 4 Tvachim, but since you could bend it and bring it into 10 Tvachim, it's like as if it's in 10 Tvachim, it's like as if you and the Erev are in Rosh HaSarab. But Pirish Rabbein Shmuel, Rabbein Shmuel explains, he says, the high Amor, you have to say this Amor, Rabbi Yirmiyah, obviously, some of the Krabban. You have to tell the Krabban and Dabri Matzneh that they say in Shabbat and Sadi Bezim and Al, that Eged Klish May Eged. That if something is still attached in its vessel, it's like it's still attached. In other words, within the Gemara discusses regarding a box, full with papers that are very long, and you're taking it out from one domain to another domain. As long as part of it didn't go out, yet we view as all of it as if it's still inside, as if it didn't go out. Oh, so therefore, here too, Bekimit Eged Klilam Al Miyod, it seems part of the vessel, part of the basket, is still above 10 Tefachim. Kishanocha Erev Lamata, so when the Erev lands beneath it, Inga Nachazu Yisad, so you're not doing Haitza, and when the gear says Hoyil or not, and then if there it is, then you add on the words Hoyil Bagudi Bishazach, because it's still attached to Rishazach, so you didn't really carry anything outside from above 10 to beneath 10. But for Akashanach Bishazram, but now once it landed in Rishazram, yeah, you didn't do Haitza by bending the basket, but now that it is Rishazram, you're a little Balachlik, now you can take it, now it is considered Huberuvi Bimokamachat. That's one interpretation. But Amir, however, says places that actually even if you say that Rimimir holds not like that Tana, and rather holds that's not considered attached, still in Kanas Eitzah, there would not be a problem Eitzah. However, Nachma Kakolo, Lamata Basar, since the basket is landing beneath Ten Tvachim, Dava Karmelis, it's considered Karmelis, Imrech of Dava has a width of 4 Tvachim, and therefore the Ima is a Isidereisa, so therefore there's no Isidereisa when you're bending it, because you're taking Mishos Yachad, they're Karmelis. Oh, that's only Isidereisa, we're going like Rebbe who holds that Bein HaShemash is not a problem, so it is considered Hu B'Ruvu, the Malkam Echad, and therefore that's what's going to be valid here. The next Tzitzit Masdut begins with Zigmar Eisvei Rav Bar Shabbat B'chulo. Tzitzit can discuss, if according to Rashi, you're going to say the Svar of Hayel, because Zigmar had a question that if you're saying the reason of Rebbe is because the basket technically, since you could bend it, so it's like as if it's in 10 tefachim. So then how do we understand the mission later on? That says if someone makes an Erev, a Yom Tiv, that's an Erev Shabbos, he has to bring the food over there. Why does he have to bring it? Why don't you say, since he could bring it over there, so it's like it is, just like here, Hoyle B'Yochel and Taisam. So he says, Lepirsha Kuntra, it's a Pirsha El, according to Rashi that he had previously explained, that Gabi Ilan, the Tuchot of Dalai Lamas, when you have a tree that the branch grows out of Dalai Lamas. The Lamatim, you'd have an Erev, so that's the case of our Mishnah. And Rashi says, so when the Mishnah says, Lamatim, it's going to be a valid Erev, Rashi says, oh, the reason is, because you could carry it less than Dalai Lamas at a time. So that's why Lamatim Yod is going to be a valid Erev. Now, based on that, Tosafos asked, and the Gemara should have asked on previously what it said also, not just on your Bir Mir. It should have asked, oh, what do you mean? Since you could bring it, so you see that same Svar, not only Rabbi Yirmiyah, you see on that Gemara too, which the way Rashi explains that, oh, since he could technically bring it, Pachas Pachas Dal Ramas. That's the taste is not Chakla Chalik Ben Hoyle the Hochalahu. You have to obviously differentiate between the Hoyle that we're saying over here, Rabbi Yirmiyah, and the Gemara over there. Which Mefarshim explain what it means to say is over there by the tree, when we say he and his Eiv are in the same place, since you say Hoyle, so you consider as if he's together with his Eiv and his Mokum Shvisa, so that's not such a Chiddush. Like in our case, where it's actually two different domains, his Mokum Shvisa and Rishas Harab. The Eiv is actually in a basket that's really Rishas HaYachid. I thought you remember saying, oh, since Hoyle, since you could bend it, so it's his is a big Chiddush, as if it's really not in the Rishas HaYachid that is, but as written in Rishas Harabim. That's a big Chiddush, and therefore that's what the Gemara asked the question specifically over here on the Bimur's teaching. Ketanek says, Matzah begins with the Gemara, Melichai, he goes and he brings it. Tosafos explains that specifically when he's making the Erev through a Shliach, that you need to have bread, because the Gemara brought the Mishnah later on, that if Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, and you want to make Erev for both days, Yom Tov and Shabbos, so on Erev Yom Tov, you bring the bread, and you wait over there. Then you take it back after it gets dark, so it shouldn't get lost. And the next day, that you bring it again and you wait there to acquire your shvis over there for Shabbos. Pirsha Kunj Rashi explains. But they shlucha come. We're talking about that the person making this erev through an agent. And the reason for that is because the Ehu, he himself, Philip Balepas, couldn't let shvis. He wouldn't have to bring bread. If he's going there anyway, he acquires the shvis just by being there. Well, Pirishkin, and he says the reason why Rashi explains it like this is because Mishum de Beslav Mishatihu, because the Gemara ended up known Alvam Abeiz, Paskinikad Rav Nachman, Balibad Rav Yehuda. The Gemara rules like Rav Nachman according to Rabbi Yehuda. That actually everyone, anyone, if he's the owner, could go ahead and make an Erev with his feet. So therefore, why would anyone need to go ahead? If you say like one mandam, you say, okay, maybe the person would have to bring bread. And it wouldn't be sufficient with his feet. But according to that, we rule that everyone could go with Arba Raglam. Therefore, Rashi has to say that, okay, why would a person who's going there anyway bring bread? Must mean when he's making it through a shliach, because the person himself would never have to go ahead and bring bread if he's going to be there himself.